Happy Halloween, everybody. Last year I dressed as Chiquita, the Chiquita Banana Lady, which I wish I had brought her and brought the costume because it would have worked. So, let's see. Right.
Scroll.
Hmm?
Scroll down.
Okay. So my presentation today is titled Factors in the Home Matter Most, Exploring Determinants of Fruit and Vegetable Intake Among a Sample of Low-Income, Ethnically Diverse Middle School Students. And my co-author is Dr. Sandra Evans, and she's in the audience. Okay. And I have no relationships, no personal relationships to disclose. Sorry. A little bit of background to the study. There is, we know that fruit and vegetable intake is important. The World Health Organization estimates that 2.7 million deaths worldwide would be prevented with adequate fruit and vegetable intake. And particularly among, we know it's low among all populations, but particularly among youth and adolescents, they're not meeting recommendations. Less than 1% of all adolescents are meeting it. And then low SES and ethnic minority youth are also at risk for a low fruit and vegetable intake, at further risk. So it's an important population to study. A little bit about the theoretical framework for the study. I used a social cognitive theory. We know that social cognitive theory is important in eating behavior. We've got the interplay of behavior, the environment, and personal factors. And then more and more interventions are successful interventions are using a social ecological model and targeting multiple levels of the environment. So we've got, you know, different levels or domains of influence, like public policy, community, organizational, interpersonal, individual. And so this provides kind of a framework to why I did the study. And there's very few studies. In reviewing the literature at the time when I did the research, there are very few studies that looked at, that compared the factors across domains, kind of the impact on the factors, or the impact of different domains in low-income, diverse adolescents, and also very few studies that explored the home domain particularly. A lot of studies that looked at personal factors in schools. So that was my, and here's my conceptual framework. So we've got, we know that there's the determinants, social, socio-demographic determinants like sex, age, household income. These are influencing the factors in the home, as well as personal factors, which are influencing adolescent fruit and vegetable consumption. And then we've got factors in the home like parent fruit and vegetable intake, access and availability of fruit and vegetables, family frequency of family dinners, and these are influencing personal factors, psychosocial factors of adolescents like knowledge, preference, self-efficacy for fruits and vegetables, which are influencing behavior. So the two objectives of the research were to describe fruit and vegetable intake among a sample of low-income minority parents and adolescents, and to explore home, socio-demographic, and personal factors and their relationship with fruit and vegetable intake. And this study took place in Austin, and the reason I put up that map is just so you can see, in case you're not familiar with where Texas is, it's really close to Mexico, so there's a very high percentage of Hispanics that live there. So it's a cross-sectional design for this study, this was data that comes from a study of an intervention, or baseline data, sorry, and there were, in a select area of, there were five different zip codes of in a part of central or Austin that was lower SES and also considered a food desert. So all of the middle schools in the area were invited to participate, and five schools, which were all of the middle schools, ended up participating. And we wanted to get 50 students from each school in 6th to 7th grades for 250 students. So there were structured questionnaires, both parent and student questionnaires. And each questionnaire had the DAF, which is the Dietary Assessment Tool for Hispanics to measure fruit and vegetable intake, and demographic. It had a demographic questionnaire as well as measures of psychosocial measures that were included in the student questionnaire. And then there ended up being 250 matching students and parent dyads in the analysis. And we used SPSS, and I did a bivariate analysis and multiple linear regression analysis. Just a quick background about the Sustainable Food Center was the organization that sponsored the intervention that the data comes from, the evaluation was on, and it was an initiative called the Sprouting Healthy Communities Initiative, and the Sprouting Healthy Kids was one component of that. So, and their aim was to increase access and nutrition, and there were multiple components. The DAF FFQ included 7 different items, and these were, they asked the child how frequently they ate, and for example, fruit juice, or drank fruit juice, green salad, tomatoes, salsa, fresca, and then these items were then added and divided by 7 to create a fruit and vegetable index or score. And then we had personal factors that were measured from the student's personal constructs, preferences, motivation, knowledge, self-efficacy. We also included some variables like experience growing fruits and vegetables, whether the child likes growing fruits and vegetables, whether they like cooking fruits and vegetables, and their taste for homegrown vegetables, fruits and vegetables. And this was because of the nature of the intervention. We had a lot of questions that included that. So I decided to include that in my analysis. And then socio-demographic, sex, and grade. And then for parent variables, we had whether family eats homegrown fruits and vegetables, parent fruit and vegetable intake, how often parents prepare fruits and vegetables, access and availability of fruits and vegetables in the home, frequency of family dinners, and then ethnicity, income, education, employment, and marital status. So there are mostly mothers that filled out this survey. It was very high percentage of Hispanic or Latino. I'm sorry, the percentage is wrong on there, but it was about 69% Hispanic or Latino. Mostly employed, full-time or part-time, and mostly married and very low income. We had 59% that were making zero to $1,999 a month. And then, let's see, 56% had 3 or more children in the home, which is interesting. So whether they're meeting recommendations, and this is based on 2010 guidelines. So a higher percentage of students were meeting 5 fruits and vegetables a day than parents. However, this is still low. It's less than 25%. And then a higher proportion of parents were eating vegetables and fruits, and the opposite was true for students. And this is the results, multiple linear regression results. So there are 3 different models that were constructed. The first model had just demographic variables. The second one included the home and the demographic variables. And then the third one included the home, the personal factors, and the demographic factors. So just a few things to point out here. The first model, you can see that grade or and marital status and employment were significant. And then when the home factors were included in the model, it was only employment that was still included and still significant. And then there were quite a lot of, you can see parent fruit and vegetable intake, household access and availability, whether parent or how frequently parents prepare fruits and vegetables, and how frequently family eats homegrown fruits and vegetables. 5 minutes, okay. These all had high beta values. And then when we went on to model three, the parent fruit and vegetable intake, household access and availability was still significant. However, only preferences was actually none of the personal factors were significant. And preferences was almost significant, but so that was interesting. So summary of the main findings. Fruit and vegetable intake was low among parents and students. It was similar to other studies and other research that in Texas on this age group. And home factors explain the most variance in fruit and vegetable intake. And personal factors were found to be insignificant when considering household and demographic factors. And then when all three domains were combined, then that had the highest AR squared value. So it was the most variance was explained by factors from all three levels. So we used reliable and validated instruments. I didn't know that was animated, including the DAF and the Access Availability Index. And this was all the data was collected, entered, and analyzed by the same researchers. And it was theoretical. It was driven by theory, and it addressed some research gaps. And the challenges were the cross-sectional design of the study, causality can be determined by this research. And then there's always recall bias when you do a food frequency questionnaire. And then some next steps. The Sprouting Healthy Kids intervention was done for a second and third year, so we want to look at student-parent data from year two and three. In year three, there was actually post-data with the parents, so we want to look at that and see if we can draw some more conclusions for that. And to do an analysis with only Hispanics, maybe more specific and interesting to see what kind of relationships we find there. Since home access and availability was so important, was such an important factor, to look at specifically what factors are correlated with home access and availability in this population. And then investigating cheap options for increasing home access and availability for health promotion, to include in health promotion interventions. And then a few upcoming projects are possible CSA program in schools and looking at SNAP voucher evaluation at farmers markets. That kind of goes back to cheap options for increasing home access and availability. And I want to thank all the schools that participated in the Sprouting Healthy Kids program and the Sustainable Food Center. And Dr. Alexandra Evans for overseeing the research, and the Michael and Susan Dell Center for making the study possible. Okay, thanks.